Y'all know who the fuck this is. Yeah, we starting off like that. As usual. I need a Fanta. Can you give me a Fanta?
No, you got two good working legs.
All right. Get your own. Okay, the show while I'm gone.
Yeah.
I said carry the show while I'm gone. Don't make it die.
Come on, co-host.
Hello, folks. This is, So what?
You're bombing.
I'm bombing.
That means doing bad.
I gotta be in the mood, man. I gotta be in the mood.
Well, back again from Orlando's living room. This is the cartoon. You, come on. I gave
Can't do something, you know, whatever the podcast.
Beep.
So I see I have to be the one to always do the intros from here on out.
I gotta be feeling, man. I gotta be
Geez, you ain't gotta be feeling. Just go out and say it. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
I should spoil it even more.
It's
too late. Okay. Well, yeah. The first couple episodes are basically a rewatch of the Battle of the Gods and Resurrection F. There you go. Anyway, so Beerus and Shampa come up with this tournament for, oh shit, I got you, Aja. For control over Earth. If Beerus's team wins, I think they get. Let me see. If Beerus wins, I can't remember what he gets. But if. Oh my god, what the fuck is that?
Where?
Something on my computer. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.
Oh, it looks like a lightning bug.
Oh, come on.
Where did that thing come from?
That ain't no lightning bug.
It's not.
That's not no lightning
bug. Hey, wait, we got material here.
Let's put it in the cup. Here.
Let's put them in here.
Put them in here.
No, I wanna.
Are you gonna put them in here? Okay.
Come on, buddy. Oh. Kill it. Okay. Kill it with fire. Ooh, that'll be fun.
There we go.
Crush that bitch. You wanna do that?
Look no, at you do it.
No, you don't. What the fuck is that gonna do?
Just throw it on Matt.
Y'all crazy. I'm gonna keep him as a pet. Listen to that.
Aww.
Man, crush it, kill him, do something with him. Man, y'all be looking good. Yeah, this is a part of the podcast we had that music.
People, if you haven't realized, Matthew's afraid of every kind of bug. So, last time we talked about if Pokemon was real.
Yeah, bug types would be his least
favorite. I don't think he'd be in the Pokemon universe at all because bugs would be
no,
all over.
I just have me a lot of flying, rock, and fire type Pokemon. And make sure that Swampert knows Rock Slide.
Oh, wow.
Is it dead?
Yeah, he's dead. I crushed his brains out.
Good.
You know, he probably had a family.
Who cares?
His family.
Who cares? Kill him too.
Mommy, where's Danny? He was just wanting to be in part of the podcast too.
Well, he didn't ask me.
This is where I put a trophy. The spirit of danger.
Anywho, this is the whatever episode of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Just a recap of the last 14 episodes that we've had. 13 of them still up and running. One we have to take off because it sucked badly. And you'll probably be hearing some clips from other episodes that have not yet been...
Today, Junior.
Of some episodes that have not been released yet, either due to backs...
Hold on, let's do this. Okay. Everyone, stand up. You too, old man.
Me too, oh, okay.
Yay! Are you part of everyone?
Yay!
Sip your Fanta.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, let's retry this.
All right. All Alright, looky here, motherfuckers. This is what you're going to be hearing on this podcast right here. We're going to be having some clips from previous episodes. You're going to hear some clips from episodes that have yet to air, either due to backstage drama or some other type of bullshit. You'll hear some stories from podcasts.
Dude, relax. Why are you trying to sound all cool?
I ain't trying to sound all cool, man.
You got the hand movements.
The hands are moving.
They don't even see our hands, man. Thank you.
Can a brother do what he gotta do?
Go ahead,
man. Look, I gave you 30 seconds to intro to the whole thing. You sat there quiet for the motherfucker, like...
Shuffling your cards, well, I mean, playing solitaire.
I gotta be in the mood, man. It's something I gotta feel. I gotta feel. With your damn Grinch pajamas.
I know, mom's...
Christmas is over, nigga. Let's get rid of them.
I know, mom bought me some new ones. Thank you, mama.
Oh, wait, those are new ones?
No, she bought me some regular ones.
Regular what?
Pajama pants.
No, nobody cares about that.
I'm just letting you know. You know what? Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Keep going.
Okay, fine. I'm starting with your clumsy ass, patch ass motherfucker. Talking about the beard. Patch. Pick him up.
Pick a car.
Anyway, y'all's favorite. Okay, shut up, everybody. Shut up. I'm speaking now.
Oh, wait, let's do the math.
Stop.
Pause.
Wait, what?
That's a math dude. That's what he does.
No, I don't be doing all that. Just go stop. Everybody, stop. Calm down. Pause. Now, favorite moments from the past couple of episodes we've done?
Oh, the,
I know one off the top of my head.
Yeah, the word Rakeem. Rakeem. Matt was drinking the cold ass water.
We were watching that video last
good
week.
Word. Dude, I didn't get to see it from my perspective. Yeah. I was knocked out.
Yeah, he was just on that couch laid out.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe for a hot minute.
You got it now?
I got it.
Straight to the head?
Yep, nonstop.
Cold ice water.
Oh, yeah. Look at the ice cube in there. I picked that thing and I was like, man, this is heavy water. This is some hard water right
damn,
here.
Damn, that is ice. This is cow shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There you go.
It's going to hurt.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Oh, how you feel right now?
Yeah.
I feel like a little bitch.
Chiseled out a piece of ice. That's what was inside that bottle, that water of ice melon.
You didn't see that big ice
no,
block?
No. I did. What I did was I took it, I gulped it down, held it on my throat, and just kind of went all the way down.
So you
slammed
cheated.
It down. It was all good, because I didn't want to touch my teeth, or else I'd have been
so you
fucked.
Cheated.
Hmm? Yeah.
You didn't tell us this.
Yeah but see, no, I was doing good until you said what you had to say. Then you started laughing. Then I choked.
Literally.
Come on. oh, my nose is cold.
It came out my nose. It came up through my nose, back down my nose.
Down to the laptop, poor thing.
Thought I fried my neck.
Thing is still working.
Man. Yeah.
Gonna throw the cup like you a man or something.
I was feeling big. Thought I could do it again, too.
You did, and then...
more. Better than Orlando choking on air, though.
I can't believe that even happened.
I can.
That was...
You need an O2 tank. That's what you need.
Oh, man. Let's see another... Has there been a better character on this podcast than Silent K?
Dang.
She probably gonna hate me for saying this, but yeah, she got all of 3 minutes worth of talking on all these episodes.
Seriously?
To combine that, I think.
Wow, that's astonishing.
Because I'm trying to think. The Black podcast, which hasn't been released yet, but will be probably by the time this comes out. She had like 4 minutes worth of talking there. The Cartoon Network Nickelodeon one, she had 7.
Well, it proves right there that she don't watch or remember as much cartoons as we do.
Okay, hold on. That explains Cartoon Network Nickelodeon and Badass Females, even though you and me both kind of gave her Badass Females to start off with.
True.
And told her to go first. But the Black podcast? One of it was just all about social issues? You tell me you couldn't come up with stuff for that?
Because throughout the whole thing, she was pestering me like, so when are we going to do something other than cartoons? I'm like, okay, fine, we're doing this podcast about Black Lives Matter.
We did that in BG, didn't we?
Yeah. Micah had more to say in that podcast than she did.
Oh, Micah.
Yeah, that's a sign.
Yeah, it was an interesting day that night.
Oh, he was good that day. He was very good. He was good within reason. Within reason.
This five-year version of good.
We had 2 coming to Jesus moments.
Yeah. I thought we were about to get kicked out of that place. I was like, well, Orlando's never going to be able to allow us to come here again.
I was so pissed we couldn't release that. What is it? The animated sitcoms one? So pissed we couldn't release that. They never got back around to re-record it.
Yeah.
That was a good ass episode. And Aja ain't here no more, so we can't just.
One of our very nice characters in the show.
Wow. Very interesting character.
The loudest one.
Yeah. By far. Gone on to be. Not with the Lord. She's just gone.
She's gone to higher places.
Literally.
Literally, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Episode 1 and the silent motherfucker.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you gotta say something.
This is your boy OG, of course.
OG.
In the house of OG.
OG, triple OG, barely, but alright.
the one and only OG for life. So.
Barely, but alright.
In his Grinch pajamas right now.
I'm trying to buy some more. Man.
Looking like he stole Christmas.
Okay, it's going to be one of those. Okay.
Oh, shit.
On today's episode.
Hey, did I take it there?
Yeah, you took it there. I'm about to start crying.
On today's episode.
All right, I'll take it back.
It's already been sent. It's already out there. The audience already hear it. It's cool. Yes, I have Grinch pajama pants on.
If you want his Facebook, I'll give it to you. Just send me a message.
Still look like he stole Christmas, but. Oh, and by the way, ladies, he has. It hasn't been enough. No, it hasn't been enough. Barely been. It's been about 2 weeks. So.
What?
You got like 11 months and 2 weeks to lose that virginity. Oh, so anybody me?
Okay, Aja.
You ain't really.
Really?
Yep. It's in there.
Okay, hold on.
Let's start this thing.
No,
hold on. It's already started.
I told him already you had options and choices. So. Okay. You didn't seem like you was doing much towards this option or choices, so I did it for you. I told you. Did you think I was playing?
She stole one of my lines. Okay. So from here on out, no more personal barbs that nobody else needs to know about.
Lord have mercy.
Just either somebody from Orlando's family is going to hear this and then going to get on him, or some random hoes going to come and be like, so I hear you a virgin.
Oh, wow.
Hey. What's going on?
So Orlando's over there on the floor. Why are you on the floor? Hold on.
My back. You know, he's an old
man
now.
My back's a little hurting right now, but I'm good. I'm still
That reminded you.
What happened?
What?
The Sixers got another win. We beat the fucking Suns.
What was the score?
111 to 104. All right.
So what's that now? Two and what?
2 and a lot. Let's put it that way. I can't believe it.
Shit. Congratulate. Oh, well, hold on. Who do they play next?
It don't matter. We could beat ourselves. We can't beat ourselves half the time. I'd love to sit through one of their practices.
Hold on, hold on. Were they the home team or the away team?
Good question. Let's see.
If they away, I know they booing Phoenix tonight.
Mm-hmm. There's lynching going on tonight if they lost in Phoenix.
I know the Morris twin may want to get out of there tonight.
I think it was Arizona.
Let me see.
Bleacher Report, you never lied to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm on. I think they won in Arizona. Okay, we're now 2-30.
Whew. Lord have mercy.
Man, isn't it amazing the season's halfway gone?
Oh, damn, yeah, they were in Arizona. They were in Phoenix.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
if
man.
If you guys thought Jaleel would go for, like, the fight after... If he likes to fight after the losses, wait till he gets a win.
Let me see who all won tonight. Let's see. Clippers beat the Jazz. Mavericks beat the Bulls. Yeah, Celtics beat the Pistons.
Yeah. Oh, dang it, Pistons.
Hawks beat the Knicks. Pacers beat the Timberwolves. Heat beat the Magic. Pelicans beat the Rockets. Why was I not surprised that the Spurs lost on Christmas?
Yeah, I was very. Well,
yeah, I wasn't surprised.
I wasn't surprised about that.
How
are you not surprised?
I was not surprised.
You just hate, though.
Look, if it's an ESPN.
I hate the Spurs. I get respect for them.
If it's an ESPN game, I'm pretty much sure the Spurs are going to lose.
Yeah, same thing Larry said.
Like, they'll do fine anywhere else, just not on ESPN. Meanwhile, the Cavaliers are getting worked by the Blazers.
Really?
Yeah, 90-59. In the third quarter.
They lost against Golden State, didn't they?
Yeah, but that one we all saw coming.
Yeah.
Spurs extending their home
week. So what do you think about Christmas games this year? They weren't that fun to watch.
No, they weren't. I
guess the first game was cool.
I was quite bored.
I didn't watch the first game.
They went to overtime.
They seem closer than they have been in a while.
Was that the play?
It was the Heat versus the Pelicans.
The
Pelicans need someone else besides besides Anthony Davis.
I don't necessarily understand why they had to change coaches.
Who knows?
You made the play. Now, granted, a lot of things happened on that last year of the NBA season last year that changed the course of the playoffs. All the Spurs had to do was fucking win that game. They were a 2 seed, but nah, we lost that. Ended up being a 6 seed. And of course, the Thunder were without Durant and Ibaka for the last half of that season.
What?
Oh, man, Ibaka.
What's funny about Ibaka?
He's in a song. Fabulous put him in one of his songs.
Something like Ibaka or...
Yeah, it's some of you niggas block.
Oh, he's Ibaka. Oh my god. That's a good... He had
some.
Yeah, Pusha T, he's like, change the name. That nigga, some of you niggas is Ibaka.
Change your name to Ibaka. What song is that? That's, I have it on here.
That's not Young OG. It's not My Own Life.
It wasn't Transformations.
Oh, Life is Exciting.
The
oh.
Life. The Life. You sure?
Yeah.
I gotta find him a part.
You know that singing?
Huh? No.
You know that's Minnie Riperton?
Oh.
With, she's with that group called, Pottery Connection.
Yeah.
Pause. Why are you throwing Uno cards everywhere?
Oh, yeah. No. You I seen Barry doing that. It was fun.
Barry?
Yeah.
What was he doing that for?
Oh no. I was like, dude.
You're just sitting
there. Yeah, I'm like, why am I so fascinated with it?
Now you trying to figure out why?
Yeah.
Well, you better find all 100 of them.
Yeah.
That's a black person's favorite card game besides spades.
Alright.
Go tunk.
Just throw it up there, man.
Wow. Only the card I throw would land right there.
Of course. I feel like it was on purpose, but the life. Call me Gambit out of this bitch. Look at that accuracy. Look at that accuracy.
So anybody think the Warriors won the title again this year?
No.
Who got beaten?
Either Cleveland. Either the Spurs.
Okay.
Either. You know what? I'm going to even say the Celtics.
Yeah. You are fucking high.
I'm going to say the Celtics, man.
How?
You want to bet on that? I'll bet my life and my car and my apartment. They will not. You saying the finals?
I'll bet my left testicle.
Oh, you're talking about the NBA finals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Let me get
talking about when, stopping the Warriors from winning the championship, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still stand by Spurs.
I'm a Spurs fan, so I'm going to stay with Spurs.
I even put in Timberwolves.
Timberwolves got to make the playoffs.
I'm pretty sure they will.
Okay.
And
let me ask
Clippers, they just can't get themselves together.
Hey. Realistically speaking, we know the Clippers aren't going to do shit.
I don't know what's wrong with it. But now what you saying?
I'm saying, shoot, who on the Timberwolves can guard the Warriors?
They are old.
Who, the Timberwolves?
Yeah,
no, they're young.
Are young?
I say they got some of the oldest players. They got two of the three oldest players in the league on their team. And Garnett and, please tell me the Eagles haven't come back.
Oh, no, there is no. If they came back, I would.
Bro, because I saw they scored another touchdown.
Did they?
Huh.
Woo!
What's the score?
The game has to be close over. It's almost 12.
Look, so they messed up the 21-point rule.
What's that?
If their game was ending.
Oh, we get more points.
Yeah.
Redskins claim NFC East with victory in Philly. What's the score? 38-24.
Oh.
They won by
14.
Damn.
I cannot get no negative.
Well, shoot.
Let me see. I got. Oh, that song sent in?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. Oh, yeah, I sent it to you.
Okay, cool. I was saying,
I think the only team that can beat them is the Spurs.
I think they can beat themselves with injuries. Because LeBron did say one thing, they are one of the most healthiest teams. You think about it?
They are.
They were blessed. I guess they've kind of had a couple injuries so far, but they're not big injuries. Like, Klay Thompson was out for like a game. Harrison Barnes has been hurt.
Yeah, but Harrison Barnes is the one I'm scared of if they were to play the Spurs. Because I have no problem. We'll shut down Curry and Thompson.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard averages 5 steals a game against them the last 7 times he's played them. So I have no fear there.
I like the way he play.
Who, Kawhi?
I feel like he saw someone get murdered in his life.
That's the same thing I said. That's the
Hold
same
on,
thing
his
I
dad,
said.
His dad, I think it was his dad.
See? that's the type of dude that's not mess with.
I was talking to
he's
my roommate.
He's too quiet.
My roommate, James the Dress. I was like, James, man, he looked like he's seen somebody get killed.
No, his dad did die.
I remember, yeah.
Maybe that's okay. I think he was by murder.
His what?
I think his dad was murdered.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Well, there you go.
I wish someone would pick a fight with Kawhi Leonard. See how big his hands are? Oh,
his
my.
Hands are big, man.
I feel like he, like, man, he go... Goku seeing Krillin die, Super Saiyan.
Wait, what's the name of the song again?
We Buy Gold.
Oh, we. Okay.
Would you?
I'm in the L's here. There we go. We Buy Gold. They crit.
You're welcome.
MJG. Have you ever listened to that MJG Pimpin' album yet?
You know, no. I saw it. I just haven't had time to listen.
Now, did you look at all the comments that me and Ryan had?
I think I did.
That thing was hilarious.
Man,
dude, I was at work when like he posted it.
Dude, that whole album is hilarious.
Man, that dude looks just like Ryan.
You do. He sure do.
I want him to be that guy for Halloween.
He's like, man, fuck y'all.
Let me see. Oh, have you guys been following up on Dragon Ball Super?
I have not watched it in the past 5 weeks, but I have it. I'm going to binge watch it one night.
I watched episode 22.
I think the last thing I saw is after Vegeta and Goku are at Whis's place, and they were, Vegeta was like, doing chores and trying to help Goku and doing that stuff with it. That's where I'm at.
Oh, okay. I'm at the episode where Toriyama, why?
Oh, so you're watching it?
I'm watching
it. No, I'm past that.
Gohan is Super Saiyan. He's getting beat easily.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man.
Wait, is it by Frieza or by Ginyu?
Ginyu.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. I'm like, come on, really?
Shoot, Dragon Ball Z exclusive. Find the Facebook page and post the episode once they air.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. The thing that I know what episode I'm on. I'm at the part where they were trying to revive Frieza or find Frieza again. What's the little guy's name who was driving the ship?
Oh, I know you're talking about.
From the movie.
The big guy?
Yeah. I'm at that part.
Okay.
I wonder how many episodes are going to be in the season.
They said 100, but the way it's shaping out, I doubt it.
Yeah, ain't no way. That's going to take 3 years. You're going to have to do more than one episode a week then.
Because in the manga, they're at that part where Champa and Beerus are having a tournament.
Who's Champa? Oh, his brother or a twin?
Yeah, they kind of his brother. Because Champa is the god of destruction in Universe 6. Basically, they have 13 universes. And
Toriyama, why just didn't give us a guy for this, man?
If you read the manga, you got the guy.
Oh,
basically, there's 13 universes. In order to find out which universe is parallel to yours, you just gotta add it by subtract it from 13. So it's like 6 and 7, adds up 13, boom. They're parallel universes. So Champa gets upset because he's in universe 6. Oh, excuse me.
Jesus, a triple?
But anyway,
Jesus, what?
Universe 6 is a twin to universe 7. Champa looks at that and says, well, why don't we have an Earth? And of course, his person. What's this?
He's mad about that because of the sweets or what?
No, he's mad because he doesn't have a Earth like Beerus does. Beerus is god of destruction in Universe 7.
Mm-hmm.
He has an Earth.
But
Champa doesn't.
But why does he care?
Because he wants Earth. Why does Frieza care about going to Earth? Why does Cell care about destroying Earth?
Oh, because of
Earth. Because Earth is Earth. They want to conquer Earth. They want an Earth. So what Beerus and Champa decide to do is, you know what, I should have said this before I started explaining this. Spoiler alert, bitches.
Getting too deep. Too late now. People gonna just start watching.
I should spoil it even more.
It's
too late.
Okay. Well, yeah. The first couple episodes are basically a rewatch of the Battle of the Gods and Resurrection F. There you go. Anyway, so Beerus and Champa come up with this tournament for I got you, Aja. For control over Earth. If Beerus's team wins, I think they get. Let me see. If Beerus wins, I can't remember what he gets. But if, oh my God, what the fuck is that?
Where?
Something on my computer. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.
Oh, it looks like a lightning bug. Oh,
come on. Where did that thing come from?
That ain't no lightning bug.
It's not.
That's not no lightning
bug. Hey, wait, we got material here. Let's put them in the cup. Let's put them in here.
Put them in here.
No, I want to. Are you going to put them in there? Okay. Keep going, buddy.
Kill it. Okay. Kill it with fire.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Crush that bitch.
You wanna do that?
Look at you do it.
No, you do. What the fuck is that gonna do?
Just throw it on Matt.
Y'all crazy. I'm gonna keep him as a pet. Listen to that.
Aww.
Man, crush it, kill him, do something with him. Man, y'all be looking good.
Yeah, this is a part of the podcast we had that music.
People, if you haven't realized, Matthew's afraid of every kind of bug. So, last time we talked about if Pokemon was real.
Yeah, bug types would be his least
favorite.
I don't
think he'd be in the Pokemon universe at all because bugs would be
no,
all over.
I just have me a lot of flying, rock, and fire type Pokemon. And make sure that Swampert knows Rock Slide.
Oh, wow.
Is it dead?
Yeah, he's dead. I crushed his brains out.
Good.
You know, he probably had a family.
Who cares?
His family.
Who cares? Kill him too.
Mommy, where's Danny? He was just wanting to be in part of the podcast too.
Well, he didn't ask me.
I'll run this shit.
He's a producer, bitch.
Mommy, where's Danny?
He's probably cheating on me again.
He'll be home soon. He has to eat. That hoe can cook.
4 hours later.
But yeah, anyway, so Beerus' team consists of Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo, Majin Buu.
Wait, Piccolo training with
Piccolo trained with Whis. Shit. Because it came down to either Whis training Piccolo or Gohan. And Vegeta was the one who brought up Gohan. Goku looked at Vegeta and said, "Fuck that. Gohan's too much of a pussy now."
That's true.
So, Piccolo, who got killed when Frieza got revived.
Yeah, he sure did, because of Gohan.
Yeah. So, Piccolo went and trained with Whis, and now he's as strong as...
Hold on, something doesn't add up, though.
What?
When I seen the last episode, it was the 22.
Mm-hmm.
As a Super Saiyan, and fight against Ginyu... Well, Ginyu did have another body, but still, isn't Super Saiyan still, like, a high-ranked power compared to just regular aliens, still.
Oh, it's good enough to kill Frieza because they didn't even need to go God form. They just did it for fun, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess Gohan is just a weak piece of.
Gohan hasn't been training.
Yeah.
This happened right after Majin Buu saga.
So how many years has gone by? Let's see.
Eight hours later. That's how much.
Man.
Yeah. I don't care what Toriyama did to Vegeta, but what he did to Gohan, that's what really, I was like, ah.
That kind of soured me on it.
Yeah.
Gohan was a good character.
Exactly.
Now he got this weird, weird haircut. And what's with the jumpsuits?
He's a family man now.
Yeah, you know.
A family man
with
jumpsuits? What is
his job? Wait.
He's a scholar. He's one of those people that earn money just by staying at home and reading books.
Reading,
he sounds like the guy from one of Kanye West's skits. I think it was maybe Late Registration. And he said, "You see all these degrees? I just got more and more degrees to get more degrees." That's what Gohan is.
I need to listen to that skit.
Yeah. I'll find it.
But yeah, basically Goku, Piccolo, Vegeta, Majin Buu, and... this other character, I just turned off the page, but this other character who Beerus said was the strongest fighter he's ever fought. That's including Goku.
So now, when Piccolo's training with Whis, is Piccolo getting new power or no? Or
just Piccolo's power is just increasing.
Okay, what about Majin Buu?
Majin Buu's still Majin Buu.
Okay.
This is right after the Majin Buu saga, so picture Majin Buu, except how he is now.
Damn, oh, Kid Buu was good.
So, wait, is Ub in this seat at all?
Yeah,
no.
Ub is not real. He's part of GT.
No, he wasn't.
He was part of Z.
He was part of Z.
Was he?
After they beat him, Goku leaves his family like usual to go train a little Indian kid with a mohawk.
Didn't he even tell Cheesy, like, hey.
He did. He tells him as he's leaving. Bye. That's what he does. That way you can't argue with him. Smart.
Yeah, because he knows that she can't fly and come after him. Oh, poor Cheesy.
She ruined Gohan, so I don't care. Well, she's almost on the same level of hate that I have for Peggy Hill. Yeah, and the only bad thing is Peggy almost died.
She needed to die. Mm. She needed to. Oh, so
good. We could have heard your full thoughts on that if I could have released that episode.
Mm-hmm. Peggy. Mm-hmm. Hated Peggy Hill. Gosh, she's just such.
First, I didn't like the show at all because I was a little kid. Didn't understand. Then I entered the Enlightenment period and I loved that show. Mm. And then I hated Peggy.
Mm. Yeah.
I would hate Chi Chi as much as Peggy, except Chi Chi at least does die. She just gets revived.
Yeah. Peggy just doesn't.
I feel like the creator, I forget whatever the name is of the King of the Hill, he knows people hate Peggy, and he did that just to tease us. Let her fall from a plane, land on her back, and survive into have a miraculous healing.
That don't make no sense.
A full recovery.
Remember that we seen a Superman movie?
Yeah, oh yeah, she got hit by a fucking piano.
She got hit by something else. Yeah. She got knocked around and still didn't die.
Yeah, that was a terrible movie.
That was a bad movie. Yeah.
What, the Superman movie?
When we was in like middle school, like maybe 6th, 7th, 8th grade, something like that.
You know, there hasn't been a good Superman movie.
No. No, Superman's just not a good character, period.
No, he's a good character. You just can't make a live-action movie out of it.
Yeah, because some stuff is just so unrealistic that when you try it, it looks terrible.
Right.
So, this Superman-Batman movie, we'll see. I feel like if it's good, because Batman carried it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I personally think Superman's a better person than Batman, but personally, I don't even think Batman's a fucking hero, but superhero, he but hey.
I'm he's a hero. Detective, that's all. He's not a hero.
I said superhero.
Yeah.
I believe he's a hero, he just ain't super.
Yeah, he does some things in the dark. Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Some illegal things, but hey, he gets the job done.
But I don't know. It's because of him that the Joker is still alive because he can't conquer his own fears.
Ooh. Question I had a couple of months ago. Who's Batman's biggest rival? What was it? It was biggest or greatest, one of the two. Bigger enemy, bigger foe. Ra's al Ghul or the Joker?
Mm. They both are tough.
They are, yeah.
I feel like if he had to, he'll kill Ghul, but he won't kill Joker for some reason. And then that says, I think
well, Ghul Batman's wasn't really his. Well, they have a certain people. They did a whole another.
Because Ghoul is the father to
Talia,
right? Yeah, that girl.
But in some stuff, shoot, I can't even say it. In the movie, he killed Ra's al Ghul, but in some cartoon series, he did not kill Ra's al Ghul because of in love with Talia. Mm-hmm. But in the movies, he killed Ra's al Ghul. You know where I just
ask who's his biggest rival? Who's his bigger rival?
Just give me Joker.
Who's his bigger enemy? Joker. That is.
I'll say Joker, and then I mean this is kind of like out in left field, but himself, Batman being his own enemy and his hardest one for him to face because of all the stuff that happened to him when he was a little kid, seeing his parents die, and then trying to find out all this stuff. So he's trying to be a hero, find out.
Yeah, and also in the comic. It was one of these comics back in the 80s or 90s, a Batman comic. Sam was telling me about this. The reason why Batman is still his own enemy is because he still blames himself
for
the murder of his parents. Because in the comic it says, dang, I should not have left that theater. We probably would have been all right.
I guess, but he needs to realize he was a little kid. What the hell are you going to do?
Right, I mean...
Cry, Mom!
He has a God complex.
And it doesn't help that he's a billionaire for all this money. He becomes spoiled brat.
Yeah. Well, please keep telling me how Batman is better than Superman.
In every way.
There was a fight. Who'd win?
Batman.
How? Goku can't beat Superman.
What makes you think? Goku
can't beat
Superman. They need to do a revival of that. Do you think he could beat him now that he's Super Saiyan God?
They did that. He still couldn't.
Yes, he could.
No, he could. They did. Okay, because, stop.
Let me talk.
Okay,
let
talk.
Because.
Stop. How many times have we heard that throughout the podcast?
Okay, here's the thing. Super Saiyan God. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Sam about this. Mm-hmm. Super Saiyan God is like the normal form of a Saiyan. Mm-hmm. Now, after Super Saiyan God, you have normal. You have Super Saiyan God, of course, and you have Super Saiyan 2, then you have 3, and so on, in God form. It's the same as regular form.
Yeah.
That is still powerful. Superman is not a god.
Superman draws power from the sun. As long as the sun is active, Superman has powers.
Oh, okay, so all you're saying is go at night, Superman will be dead.
The sun!
It'll always be there.
Oh my god!
I'm still.
If he can travel as fast as light to the sun and back, how fast can Goku go? Goku can't go faster than the speed of light.
They can.
No, he can't.
He can go walk speed.
There you go. You making that shit up.
I just love getting you worked up,
you,
man.
You making shit up,
man.
That
is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Alright. Batman can't be Superman because Batman's still human.
And because Batman won't kill.
Mm-hmm.
True. Which is, I mean, you're not supposed to kill.
That's why he can't beat that's why he can't beat the Joker. Because he's scared to kill him.
Well, Joker did die.
Didn't Superman kill Joker?
No.
Well, he stabbed him. That was funny.
That was funny. He was like, you're welcome.
He stuck his hand through the Joker, and Batman was like, nigga, just killed my job.
Yeah, literally.
That's what he said. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's that easy, Batman. It's all you got to do. You got him cornered. Bam, there you go.
If only Doomsday was a little bit stronger.
Doomsday did kill Superman.
Yeah.
Look, he died
they
too.
They made it seem like he never did kill Superman.
And that's still the number one selling comic of all time.
It is.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Look, you want a better, what's the word I'm looking for? Parallel to that. When John Cena loses clean, it's a big fucking deal on the internet.
Yeah. Oh my god, John Cena lost.
Clean! Not by cheating. No, he lost clean. Same thing with Superman. You may hate him because, he always wins, but the moment he loses, everybody knows it.
Yep.
Everybody's gonna buy it because they want to see how.
That's why everyone bought Mayweather's pay-per-views, because of the fear that he might lose. Mm-hmm. Even though they say his fights were boring.
Yeah.
Was there a more embarrassing? Disappointing.
I know where you're going.
Sports event.
No, not this year. Wow. I'm glad I didn't pay to watch that. I mean, I spent $5 to go into the bar to watch it.
Yeah.
The fight before was good.
Oh, the Rousey and
No, not that
worse
one.
Worse than that.
But that one was. That one I kind of saw. I know a lot of people's gonna hate me for saying it, but I kind of saw that one coming.
I mean, wasn't he a boxer?
Yeah. And think of all the shit that Rousey was talking about Mayweather, how if she was stepping in the ring with him, she'd win. I'm like,
I don't understand.
A boxer.
Yeah.
Never mind, he's a man. That's a boxer. You're not, you gotta get him to the ground first.
Yeah. Now, if you get him to the ground, yes. And then there's another thing I hate that she says that, why would you say that? He can't win even if he does win.
Yeah,
if he wins because he beat up a girl. Yeah. If he loses, you just lost to a girl. He can't win.
It's a lose-lose situation. Oh my god, black man hits a woman.
Oh my man.
And it was two biggest minority groups too. Black man, white woman.
Yep. Yeah. There's no way she could beat him boxing. No. Grappling, yeah. UFC fighting, if he gets to the ground, it's over.
Yeah,
plus his hands aren't that strong either. He doesn't have, like, knockout power. Now, I'm sure he has enough knockout power to knock out a 130-pound woman.
Yeah. Like, the documents prove that.
He's just super fast, man. Oh my God, his agility is crazy.
Mayweather. You know what? Here's the fucked up thing, though. I was on Pacquiao side in 2000. Yeah, from 2010. 2011, I was still on Pacquiao side thinking he could beat Mayweather. Mm-hmm. Then it was when
Bradley fight?
No, it wasn't Bradley. It was a little bit before Bradley where he kept calling out Mayweather. Then it was kind of like, okay, man, we believe you can do it. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Then he lost to Bradley, which I don't think he necessarily... I think they fucked him over that one.
Yeah,
they fucked him over that one. But then when Marquez knocked him out...
Marquez knocked him out? Yeah. I didn't hear about it.
Because what happened was Pacquiao was actually winning the fight. But end of the sixth round, Pacquiao threw one lazy punch. Just kind of threw it just to get through the fight. Like, just threw it all lazily. Marquez caught him. Boom, right in the face. Down he went.
If you ever played Fight Night Round 3 and you got hit by one of those flash KOs that you can't do anything about, that's what hit Pacquiao. The flash KO. He was done.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that happened. Then after that, I was like, okay, Pacquiao, just shut up. And he kept going on SportsCenter, going on First Take, saying he beat Mayweather. He'd be the one to beat Mayweather. I'm like...
Was it Skip who was on Pacquiao's side?
Skip was on Pacquiao's side.
You know what? I know who's going to get it done. It's going to be Pacquiao. And then who's his boy that he's always getting into?
Stephen A, the other guy.
Yeah.
He was on Mayweather's side. But, the thing I didn't like is when he started trying to bring in religion.
Yeah, that's when I just like, you know what, Mayweather beat his ass.
The Lord
beat
Jesus his Christ. Ass. I pray that we have a good fight.
He says, I've already seen that I've won. The Lord has given me my victory.
He said this?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God.
And at every turn, he was putting in religion, Mayweather's troubled history with domestic violence.
Whoa.
Yes, he was doing all of that.
Pacquiao?
Yes.
Yeah, just throwing his name.
Throwing it through the mud. And Mayweather told Stephen A. Smith, yeah, I've been watching. I've been watching. And every time he tries to hit me and I dodge it, I'm going to remind him.
Yep.
Dang, so Lord got him on that.
This is what I have to say. Yes, I'm a God-fearing man and a Christian. Mm-hmm. God does not play sports. He does not get in the ring and box. So no matter what he said, God was not fighting with Pacquiao Mayweather. He does not have a head in that fight.
Man, now, I was over EJ's house watching the party. Watching the fight.
Watching the party.
Huh? Well, I was watching the party, too. Because, mind you, this fight happened, like, minutes after the Spurs lost their Game 7.
Oh, yeah. That was the same night.
Yeah. This happened the same night. And I'm sitting there just so... Because I know everybody's going to get on me about that. Like, hey, man, how'd you like that game? Like, shut up.
Oh, yeah. I think I tried to cut your phone off or something.
Yep. I ain't want to hear it. So, the fight's about to happen. And EJ has, like, these three girls over there. And I think they came with... They probably came with Denzel. I don't know. But anyway, they were just sitting there talking about, yeah, man, I want Pacquiao to win. He's such a God-fearing man. And he came out, did his stuff, and he kind of said, through all things through Christ to strengthen me. He's like, yes, sir. They stood up and said, yes, sir. That's why Pacquiao's going to win. I kind of had to look over there, and one said, like, okay, since when has God helped a prideful man win a fight?
Yeah.
That's true.
He said, pride is one of the seven deadly sins. Since when has he ever helped them win?
Which is even more funny was after he lost, he didn't believe that he won. I was like, are you kidding me?
But Max Keller was sitting there like, you're serious.
Yeah. No one could believe that he thought that.
He thought he won?
He literally thought he won.
Yeah. Damn, Pacquiao.
Because he was like, yeah, Mayweather wasn't throwing no punches. Like, yeah, but you weren't hitting yours.
Yeah. Oh, and then afterwards, the excuse is, oh, I hurt my shoulder, and I was pretty much fighting off a torn rotator cuff and stuff like that.
You can't be throwing God out there then when you lose. Oh, well, it was because of this injury here and this here and this here. Like, nah, you went back to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. You became a superstar. You got your own basketball league. You play in it.
That you're terrible at.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, wow. Black guy went over there, blocked his shot. He got him kicked out the league.
He did. That's like if Obama went and played in the NBA. No one would D him up.
Yeah, he's a president.
Exactly. So that's what happened over there.
Secret Service be on the way. Let's get this dude right here.
Nah, there'd be somebody who could block Obama's shot.
Yeah.
The guy who finally won Celebrity All-Star MVP this year.
Arnie Duncan?
Yep.
Yeah.
About damn time.
Yeah, he should have won it several times, but it's
every year Kevin Hart won it, he should have won it.
Yeah.
I was getting tired of that. Like, fans keep voting Kevin Hart. Like, oh,
he's about
God.
To go
Kevin,
for
please.
5 years in a row, too.
Dang, yeah. That was...
Yeah, because one year Arnie, he almost dropped triple-double one
yeah.
year. Yeah, like 20-some points, 10 rebounds. And
he's like the only one who's actually really good when he goes out there during the celebrity games, besides the WNBA players who aren't players, but it's that's the point. Ella Delidon, that girl, what's her name?
Ella Delidon.
She's good. Skylar Diggins is good.
Bro, she a triple-double machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. 6'5", shoots. She's basically the white... girl version white Larry tall Bird. Girl version Kids of Larry Bird
oh.
Bird and Steph Curry
yep
oh.
And she can play defense, so she's a walking quintuple double waiting to happen.
Yep.
Basically yes. You're Tamika Catchings of this generation.
I don't think she's gay yet.
Yet
yeah, you have to leave the door open.
Yep.
Let me ask you guys this.
Alright,
when is James Harden gonna ever play defense?
never. I'm just waiting on his injury because he signed with Adidas. Adidas is notorious for having people to suffer career-ending injuries. Or not just career-ending injuries, but just terrible injuries. Besides Tim Duncan, I think he...
He signed to Adidas?
He's been with Adidas. Yeah.
Since 99.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
He's just not a superstar that you hear about because you don't see commercials and stuff for him.
Yeah, his commercials just come like that and go.
Yeah. For a week.
But see, I say like that when people say like that Tim Duncan's the only example, I'm like, nah. He doesn't have those career threatening injuries, those big injuries. But he has those injuries that just seem to hurt the Spurs at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Cause 2000 was that year where we could have repeated out the ass. He gets injured going into April. He misses the rest of the season. We go from being in second place to fourth place, lose to the Suns in 4 games.
Yep.
Like, that was the year we could have repeated. I don't care what the Lakers fans want to say. We swept y'all the previous year. We could have beat y'all again.
And that's the one thing. The Spurs have been really good, but they have not had, like, back-to-back championships yet. They always get them every other year
and
or something like that.
Always because of some fluky shit. 2000. Tim Duncan gets injured. Sean Elliott has a kidney stone removed. And Avery Johnson gets injured. 2003 we won.
Yeah.
That damn Derek Fisher cost us
2004.
He sure did.
Mind you, I never say it's Derek Fisher. It's that damn Derek Fisher because of that shot.
You and Orlando are the only two people I know who hate Derek Fisher, and this dude is delusional enough to think he can beat a grown man who's been playing in the NBA his entire life in a game of 1-on-1.
I believe I can. He will post you.
Man,
up
he's
6'3".
He's at least 200 pounds.
I will tear Derek Fisher.
Oh,
he's had to guard Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, Allen Iverson.
Yes. Do you realize?
You really think?
Yeah. I believe I can.
What do you have?
I've been around the block, man.
You've been around the block?
I've been around the block.
Name an NBA player in the league right now that you've guarded. Fuck that. Name a D-League player in the NBA, in a D-League that
you
guarded.
At least know one D-League player I could have guarded.
I played Norris Cole, who I played.
He would have got shatted on it.
All I know is I could take on Derek Fisher.
All right, man.
Yeah, okay, that's
and Derek Fisher, if you out here listening to this podcast and you ready for me, just give me a call, man. Just give me a call.
Dude, we do get play in New York. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Okay, shoot.
We get play in New York.
Shoot. All right.
He's a coach now. He still will beat you. He's a head coach for the New York Knicks.
I know. I know.
And you think you could beat him, a guy who has, was it 5 titles?
Yeah, 5.
Every title Kobe got, he has.
Mm-hmm. Has more conference finals appearances than Kobe, too.
Yeah, because who's the team he was with after that?
He went with the Jazz in 07.
Yeah.
And then the Thunder in 2012.
Oh, yeah, that's who
sure
was the
was
Thunder.
Thunder.
Hmm. Yeah. So he has 7 conference finals appearances. No, he doesn't. He has 8 because he had Thunder again in 2014.
Yeah, because he just rolled the bench then.
He played in some of those games.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy McGrady.
Oh, that was
so much potential. Yeah. Just the injuries.
Was he with Adidas too?
Yeah.
Dang.
He's the poster child. That's why.
Wait, who was Vince Carter with Adidas too?
He wasn't really injury plagued in his career. Like, other people. I don't know who he was. I think he might have been with Adidas.
AI was with Reebok.
Yep.
And they don't have to.
Vince Carter just happened to be at the wrong place 1 year too late.
Well,
the Nets go to the finals 2 years in a row.
Nets signed Vince Carter. Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks win a championship. Dallas Mavericks signed Vince Carter.
Yeah.
Memphis Grizzlies go to the conference finals for the first time in their franchise's history.
Vince Carter.
Memphis Grizzlies signed Vince Carter.
Always is he a Hall of Famer?
No, no. Somebody's going first before him.
Let's say somebody's going to get in before him, but he's a Hall of Famer.
I think he'll get in.
Based off dunks alone.
Yeah. The greatest. Just dunker in period. Yeah, I'll say in-game dunker by far. The dunk in the Olympics when he jumped over a man who was 7 feet tall. That alone. All the dunks he had on Alonzo Mourning. Yeah. And then he had the best dunk contest of all time, in my opinion. There's never a dunk contest or better performance than the dunk contest.
Yeah, Malik. Not Malik.
Dominique.
Dominique and Jordan.
That was pretty good. But the first time I saw a man put his arm in the rim. I've tried that on 6 foot rims and it hurts to put your arm there.
It hurts. Shoot.
Yeah, that was a. Yeah, because see, T Mac was in that dunk contest.
Steve
Francis was. And he was really good in it too.
Because all of them scored 50s in the first round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's the other one?
Of.
Steve Francis, T Mac, Vince. The other guy's forgettable then.
Nah, there was one definitely forget it. I had the other one on my tip of the tongue. It wasn't Mobley. It was somebody.
That was in 2003, wasn't it?
That was 2000.
2000, because that was in Philadelphia or Toronto, I think.
Toronto.
Where the dunk contest is going to be at this year? I want to go to Toronto. Or I just want to go to an All-Star game. Not even the game, just the weekend. Saturday night. That's the best night in my opinion. Because I like three-point shootout. I like the skills challenge. And then the dunk contest is up in the air.
I already know it's going to get 3-point.
I don't know. Sometimes I think last year was the first time he actually won that.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Stephen Curry.
Curry.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's won it twice now, I think.
No, that's one. Because the year before, Kyrie won.
Yeah, Kyrie's won. Paul Pierce has won.
That was a joke.
That was, even though that's my boy, that was a joke, bro.
He's not a 3-point shooter.
He's not. No, he's
a shot maker.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I was so mad the year Kyrie won.
Why?
Because that was the year Matt Bonner could have finally won a damn thing. Then Kyrie's streaky ass had to come in.
Yeah.
Then everybody wants to sit there and say, oh, well, Kobe Bryant dubbed Matt Bonner the Red Mamba. Like, no, he's the Red Rocket.
Rocket.
Red Mamba?
Yeah.
What the hell? Don't even exist.
Kobe Bryant dubbed Matt Bonner.
The Red Mamba.
Meanwhile, Spurs fans flipping their TVs over like, no, he's the Red Rocket, you idiots. Then people going to sit there and say, Kyrie was the best 3-point shooter in that contest. No, Kyrie's the streakiest shooter in that contest. He's having to hit all 5 money balls.
Yeah, that will help a lot.
That was,
He didn't hit his last 7. No, he hit his last 9 shots, I think.
And then there was a year that, what's his name? The Italian guy on your team. Oh, Ricky Davis, Jerry Stackhouse, and Larry Hughes were all in that dunk contest?
Oh, shit.
Oh, you got them now?
Yeah, so it's Vince Carter, Steve Francis, Tracy McGrady, Ricky Davis, Jerry Stackhouse, and Larry Hughes. Ricky Davis wasn't that bad of a dunker either.
Nah, he's decent.
Jerry Stackhouse and Larry Hughes were just wrong place, wrong time.
Did y'all hear that part of the story where LeBron first got introduced to the league and Ricky Davis thought that LeBron was going to be another guy to pass the ball to him?
Yeah. I mean, what happened to Ricky Davis? It was funny because people don't remember. LeBron came in the league. He was a point guard his rookie year pretty much.
Yeah.
Not much has changed.
Yeah, now they just label him as a small forward. He's a point forward.
Jason Richardson.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He he wasn't as fun to me to watch as Vince Carter was. I think he just set the bar too high.
Vince Carter just has some nasty hops. I tell you, those got some nasty hops. Remember that guy played for the Lakers? He was a guard.
Oh, Shannon Brown.
Shannon Brown.
Yeah, he's.
I wonder why he never entered.
I think he did. He just lost.
One year he entered the year Dwight Howard was in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so he had no chance.
That and Dwight Howard dunked on a 12-foot rim and put out his Superman cape and threw the ball downward and in motion through the rim, which counts as a dunk.
Yeah.
I don't really like that. I mean, I guess you have to get high enough to do that. So I guess I can see why they call it a dunk, but...
And plus, when you first look at it, you're thinking, like, what's his arms long enough to actually dunk it?
Yeah.
Because it moves so fast, it's like, oh, shit.
That was amazing.
Right, and then you slow down, like, oh, he threw it in. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's still impressive because a lot of people can't jump up that high and throw the ball down like that.
Yeah, that's true. A dunk, you have to literally dunk.
Grab the rim. Well, that's...
Throw it down.
And the rule says that is a dunk. Even though it doesn't matter anywhere else besides the dunk contest, because if it goes in the game, they're not tracking if it was a dunk or not.
Uh-huh.
Now DeAndre Jordan does that in games when he's not close enough to the rim.
Ooh. Well, he did. They need to start calling some fouls on the Clippers when they do that. Sometimes, bro, like, look, sometimes they be leading with the knee.
Yeah, he did. The last person he did.
With Greg Monroe, he led with the knee and everything.
Yeah.
They're going to call a blocking foul on Greg Moore. I'm like, how do you call a block? He kneeing him in the fucking chin.
Lay him out.
Oh, man. Jordan, he can't shoot free throws.
He can't shoot anything. Charles Barkley put it best. He's an $80 million rebounder who scores 8 points a game.
That makes no sense.
Hey, man.
All that hype for nothing, man.
I wouldn't say it's for nothing, though.
I mean, he doesn't have any post game.
And then they say, or not, who is it? Shaq sticks up for him and say, well, Doc doesn't give him the ball, but I don't.
Even when he does.
And he does have the ball. What moves does he have in the post?
He don't do nothing.
All he can do is dunk.
Well, part of that has to do, he plays the center position. There's a lot of defensive centers out there.
Yeah. You got.
Because in the West alone, you got Marc Gasol.
Tim or Tim. LaMarcus, whoever's playing center that
Tim,
night.
Tim. Yeah. It ain't LaMarcus. Although he's gotten better defensively.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So who else? Ibaka?
Yeah.
Top of the West.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's something I didn't know about Cancer.
Yeah, he's nice.
Cancer, yeah.
No, not that, not the good part about his game. No,
I'm talking
about
the bad part.
The horrendous part about his game.
What's that?
Because I listen to Bumani Jones' radio show. And he brings up every now and then, what the fuck are you doing?
Back.
Anyway, he brings it up every now and again. When the Jazz traded Enes Kanter to the Thunder, which I at first thought was like a dumbass move on the Jazz's part, I'm like, why the hell would you load them up? Because now they finally got a low post center that can actually score. He said, once they got rid of Enes Kanter, the Jazz went from being 29th best in the league on defense to the best in the league on defense.
They also got Rudy Gobert, who's amazing.
Yeah. The Thunder went from being the fifth best to the worst. I'm like, ain't no way one player. And then I went and started watching Thunder games closely. Like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yep.
Blake Griffin getting 40 points. DeAndre Jordan hitting 20, and they aren't off just free throws.
Yeah.
Duncan having 2003 NBA Finals flashbacks.
Does he start? They still have Steven Adams, too.
Yeah, they play him a little more. Which I think if they just develop him, they'll be fine. Yeah. They don't really need Cancer anymore. Because every time he steps on the court, their plus minus is like minus 12.
Yep.
But yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, the Thunder finally got them an offensive player in the post. Yeah. And I saw his defense. I was like, shit, this motherfucker sucks.
I'm the king of dodgeball, bitch!
King of dodgeball, huh?
Yep, I'm back at it.
Oh, man. You wish. Keep on dreaming, young man.
Young man.
Keep on dreaming. Oh. get a dodge ball team together. We'll see who's the best.
I am the team.
Well, we already know who's the best now. You say break a team. He's like, fuck a team. I'm the team.
Practice.
Okay, we can go to the Sky Zone now.
Let's gas up the Black Panther. We can go.
Let me get out there. It seems the best. And don't forget, I've been playing for a league, so I have a little more experience than you do.
What kind of league, man?
Dodgeball tournament league.
College?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? I thought you were talking semi-pro, man. Well, pro, one of the two.
Dude, they be throwing hard shit.
I know. Yeah, motherfuckers that can throw a ball 60 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a show on a game show network, Extreme Dodgeball?
Mm-hmm. There's one dude on there. Yeah. There's this, I forgot this dude's, but he's Asian, and they said he's supposed to go to the major leagues for baseball. And
dodge him every time.
Yes, because he had a throw of 85.
That's pretty pedestrian.
That's with a dodgeball. Yeah. That's with a dodgeball. Now, with a baseball, I don't know.
Well, if his control isn't good, there's going to be some scared batters.
Yeah.
The dodgeball episode is probably one of my favorite ones in the Boondocks. Or not, it wasn't dodgeball, it was kickball.
Kickball, that was. Yeah. That was a good episode. Oh, shit.
Stop it, Orlando. Just stop it.
We're black. We don't really do soccer unless your name is Freddy.
Or you're going off a one name basis.
You would think my roommate is so white, it's not even funny.
What?
My black roommate, James.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that dude is so white.
Why? Because he likes soccer?
Yeah, he thinks he's a soccer player.
It's not terrible. Not white.
It's not bad. It's just the way he carries himself. He think he's.
Now, I can't watch soccer on TV. But sitting during a game is not as bad. But I guess the same thing about baseball. Mm. But it has the least amount of breaks in the sport because they play 45 minutes, no commercial breaks, halftime for about 10 minutes, and they go back and finish it up.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's actually the easiest watching all sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That and overtime hockey.
Yeah.
Mexico had a blowout of 1-2.
1-0.
I mean, 1-0.
But when they get that one go.
Oh, really? Really?
Dos a cero. It was when the USA beat Mexico. I think it was last year.
Are we happy about that?
In America,
the men, not the women. Let me rephrase that. The men.
The women are a lot better.
I said, look, if it was the women, we wouldn't be celebrating.
Didn't the women win last year or was the year before?
They won
this year.
Yeah.
Oh, is this year? World Cup this year.
I'll be one back is retired.
Wendell, what the fuck are you doing?
Why do you have that? If you
know.
Don't like soccer. Isn't that a hacky sack? Yes,
yeah.
I know. I remember seeing the kids at my school kick that around during lunch. One of them literally almost broke his knee because he missed and landed on the concrete. And they would go hard with that hacky sack playing.
Oh, I know who got me this.
Who?
My friend Chelsea. She got me this.
I don't know this friend Chelsea, because I keep hearing about her.
She went to Heidelberg with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, Chelsea.
What's up, Chelsea?
I don't know you.
I don't either. Ole, 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 ole.
Watch Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground?
Yeah, wrestling. It's coming back.
Oh, for real?
Is that the same wrestling federation where Rey Mysterio killed a man?
No.
That was actually WWE, wasn't
it? No, that was Triple A.
Yeah.
Oh, AAA. Oh.
Mexico's biggest wrestling.
So what happened? Did he get fined? Or
no? Man, it was an accident.
What happened was he did his Hurricanrana into the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And he had spinal stenosis. And when his head hit the ropes, he just snapped his neck.
Oh, he died.
So he was already
died right there.
Well, like his neck was already snapped, and then he was just laying on the ropes. So he was probably in the process of dying. He carried out the move, and then they weren't out there enough time to save him.
Jeez. 619. Or is it 619? Is it 619 or 419?
619. San Diego. But now Lucha. Woo! Lucha Underground is better than WWE right now.
I heard it's really good. Yeah,
it's, if you like comic books, you'll love Lucha Underground. Because it's not like in the same vein of wrestling as WWE and Ring of Honor and TNA is, but they do things there that if was done in WWE, you'd laugh and say, this shit's fake as fuck. Mm-hmm. Not just fake as fuck.
I miss WWE, man. It's changed over the years.
What do you mean over the years?
It's not like it used to be back when it first started, where it was just like fighting. Now it's all about...
Hold on.
You get a lot more talking than you do.
Time out. When did you first start watching WWE?
I first started watching WWE. The first time I ever watched it was when...
Because I'm going to say, when you probably first started watching it, there was probably a good 20 years before you came along they were doing this.
Yeah, but still, my dad had all like the VHSs of all the old ones back when he was
in the 50s
and all that. Yeah.
Well, even then there was still some talking,
but not as much as now.
Yeah, not as much as now. Yeah.
When you get what's the dude, Barrett,
Wade Barrett.
Yeah, he get his own little section. That's just boring as shit. Man.
He's funnier online. Like some of these characters that they bring. Well, not some of the characters. Wade Barrett was just an example. He had a character on JBL's online YouTube show, the JBL show. It was funny. They bring it onto Raw, and because those creative douchebags, known as writers, that seem to want to kill the show dead, give them all this stuff, they give them all this stuff to say and whatnot, and it's like they're not letting him be himself. And then it just goes out there and bombs all the holy hell. Which is the biggest difference from then in the 90s.
Yeah, 90s were pretty good. And then the early
2000s. The late 90s. Let me rephrase that. The late 90s, not the early 90s.
See. I think my favorite part of wrestling or time, when I was watching is when they first did the little draft between SmackDown and Raw. And that's when SmackDown wasn't unbearable to watch like it is now.
SmackDown was the shit back then.
Yeah. You had everybody on there. Brock Lesnar. The Undertaker.
Big Show.
Yep.
Kurt Angle.
Edge.
Eddie Guerrero.
Yep.
Chris Benoit.
Rey Mysterio.
You had a young John Cena, young Randy Orton, young Batista.
It was actually at one point better than Raw.
Yeah.
Which was the flagship.
Shoot, that was... Ironically, the entire time Triple H was champion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so from
was.
So from 2002 to 2000... I say 2006. SmackDown's better than Raw.
Yeah.
Now Raw's taking over now.
Well, that's because they're not even separated anymore.
It. SmackDown doesn't even come alive anymore. It's everyone's the same.
Oh. SmackDown stopped doing their live things in 2006. Actually, all of SmackDown had been taped. Ever since SmackDown started, it was taped.
Yeah.
They just don't do as many lives as they used to.
Man, WWE just had some great moments. Paul Bearer, that was my dude.
One of the craziest moments was when, what was it? Brock Lesnar suplexed Big Show and then the whole ring came down.
That's
I remember watching
best
that
moment.
Yeah. I remember looking like, what? And then going on my computer as a little middle schooler, like, what's going on? And I went up to SmackDown.com and it just said, what the fuck? That's all I had on there.
Man.
I say, NXT's better than...
NXT's better than...
NXT's better than main roster. A lot of promotions out there right now better than WWE.
I gave you cookies. What? Is that Bo?
Yeah, that's Bo Dallas. I gave you cookies.
Man, he was pissed.
Now he's on the main roster. Ain't doing a damn thing except
really.
He ain't doing nothing.
Man,
that's
he should stay.
Shit, look.
Or did he have a choice? Or he didn't.
Here's what's forgotten about the whole thing. If you get swept up in the whole thing, you forget NXT is the developmental brand. Yeah. So in a way, it's not supposed to be better than Raw and SmackDown. But it is.
We went to that one girl was on NXT, the one with the dark girl that had not come. Yeah, like goth or whatever. She had like a submission hold.
Paige.
Paige.
She's on Raw.
She's doing bad, isn't she?
She's doing good for what they're giving her. Because this year it was all about the Divas Revolution. And my God, it sucks.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me with all the domestic violence cases going on that they want women wrestlers to be better now.
Well, see, no, what happened was last year WWE Network started up. So, okay, let me rephrase that. 2014, the WWE Network started up. The first live event on there was an NXT pay-per-view called NXT Arrival. The women's championship match was between Paige and Emma. They went 20 minutes, and behind Sami Zayn and Cesaro, it was the second best match of the night. Everybody was into it. Everybody was standing. They was giving each other hard strikes. Paige and Emma was out there fighting real hard. They was fighting like men. Mm-hmm. Basically, what NXT creative staff did was book it like it was a men's wrestling match. Ironic concept there.
Talking about the fight you showed me?
Between Paige and Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about where they were like smacking each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
And giving each other those submission holds that make John Cena's STF look stupid as fuck.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah.
It's like a man fight.
So then what happens is those who got called up, now NXT for a time period had Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, and Bayley.
Sasha Banks.
Oh, my God. Sasha Banks.
Lord have mercy.
Yosh.
Is that Candace Snoop Dogg?
I think she is. Cousin or niece in one way or another.
B-O-S-S-L-I-F-E.
What the fuck? What? L-I-F-E.
Yeah, what's that?
Boss's Life? You never heard about Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, okay. I don't know, I thought you said L-E-F-E at first.
No, I said L-I-F-E.
I know, I said it and I caught myself. But yeah, anyway, they had Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Bayley was down there performing 4- and 5-star matches.
Yeah,
they were
having Bayley the best. Had a good fight, too.
Yeah, earlier this year, fight. Sasha and Bayley, both their matches, NXT Brooklyn and NXT TakeOver Respect, both matches of the night. So what the main roster then sees is like, well, wait, why are the women down there getting 15, 20 minutes of time to perform, but we're only getting like 2-3 minutes? Well, one, because they're better than you, legitimately. Like, no one's going to sit there and want to watch Brie Bella and Alicia Fox wrestle for. Now, Alicia Fox probably wrestled for a long period.
She needs to go to NXT.
Who, Alicia?
Alicia Fox, yeah. I think she'd be so much better.
She would be. If they get,
and just leave Brie where she at now.
Brie needs to fucking go.
She and her sister.
Well, no, Nikki's improved.
They both need to go.
I said they both need to go, but Nikki has at least improved. So I'm not so much on Nikki Bella needs to leave WWE. Brie needs to go.
Wait, they're the ones who have the reality show, right?
Yeah, the twins. Yeah.
Cause it was like between.
Dang, what happened to Natalya? She used to be good.
She still is good. They don't use her on fucking TV. Now, part of it is Tyson Kidd's out with a serious injury, so she's probably taking care of him because he can't really walk around the house. No, literally. He had the thing that Ray was...
What are you laughing?
What's Mr. McMahon? It's too late.
Oh, it's quads. Oh. His quads.
When Tori's quads just both in the ring.
That's what he get for walking so stiff-legged down there.
Oh my God. He just sat there too, like directing traffic, like, hey man, why don't you stand up?
I can't. I wish I would have saw how he got out of the ring that
night. They helped him out the ring, but then he decided that, no, I'm a big bad man. I don't want nobody to see that I'm weak. I'm walking back there by myself. That's how he hurt the other one.
Oh, man. When you said walk, I just instantly thought of me, man.
But, yeah, so, like, Brie needs to go. She sucks. She hasn't gotten any. You would think because she's married to Daniel Bryan, she would have gotten better.
She's a hoe.
Huh? What'd you say?
Nothing.
She's a hoe.
I said she's a hoe.
Oh, she's a hoe.
Oh. I said that. She's a hoe. I mean, yeah, WWE's main roster now has Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Paige. Yeah. Naomi's better than what they're treating her like.
I feel like these female wrestlers just aren't as good as the ones where we had Lita and Jacqueline and Trish.
They're better, but they just aren't being represented as well.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to say that, oh, well, they're not as good as Lita or Trish. Like, yeah, but Lita and Trish didn't have too many. I take that back. Between 2002 and 2005, they had some women to work with. But prior to that, Sable was a champion. Never forget. Deborah was a champion. Never forget. Both of those two blonde shell bimbos couldn't wrestle worth a damn.
Yeah, they were just eye candy. Who else was it? Stacy Keebler? But she wasn't a champion, I don't think, ever.
She wasn't a... Yeah, she wasn't a women's champion. She wasn't WWE's women's champion.
I'm trying to think. Who was that girl that we crushed on for the longest? Maurice.
Yeah, she was decent enough.
Tori Wilson. How about her?
Yeah, I remember
her. She the one who had the grand... Or who had the dad who died or married someone.
Married Dawn Marie?
Yeah, yeah. Married Dawn Marie. That whole thing was funny.
Y'all remember Jeff Hardy?
Yep.
I remember him. Shit, I wonder if he remembers himself.
Yeah, he probably does it.
Where is he at?
He's still at home recovering from a broken knee.
That dude does not get paid enough.
He don't.
Well, hold on. Here's the fucked up thing, though. He didn't even injure himself wrestling. He injured himself on a dirt bike.
In
the same year where he literally dove head first off the top of a cage and landed on steel steps, that doesn't injure him, but a dirt bike does. We done seen that guy fall off 50-foot ladders, titantrons, go through flaming tables, but it's a dirt bike that kills that hurts him. That not kill him, hurt him.
Yeah, he's still living. Yeah, I don't know how. If he ever gets to like the age 50, he's gonna be on all kinds of pain meds that he's gonna OD and die.
Well, he's about what, in his late 30s now?
It has to be. I can't imagine him being in his 40s yet.
His brother, I think his brother's older.
Matt Hardy.
Yeah, Matt's older.
Yeah. Matt wasn't as dumb.
No.
Yeah, but Matt's not as popular either.
He's never as popular. He's always in his shadow.
First off, because people was like, oh, well, Jeff looks cuter. But then Jeff started out performing, Matt was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. I remember he was giving Undertaker work.
Who?
Jeff.
Oh, this was back in 08.
Yeah. I mean, he told Big E Extreme Rules. And he was going, Undertaker was like, okay, let me just shut this little dude down.
Wow, he's 38.
Jeff?
Yeah.
How old is Matt?
That's probably 40 then.
Yeah, he would have to be.
Jeez.
He used to go by the Gladiator, the Iceman, Keith Davis, Mean Jimmy Jack, Wolverine. What's his real name? Jeffrey.
Makes sense.
Oh, I want to know how he got these other stage names then. Yeah,
probably in his early Keith Davis. His early career before WWE.
Man, I guess we ain't gonna see that fight, huh?
Matt Hardy's 41.
Jesus, yeah, it's time for him to go.
What fight?
Sting and Undertaker.
Nah, Sting's wrestling days are done.
Yeah.
He got that same injury that wrestler in Mexico died from.
He just didn't
die. Dang. Because he took a second buckle bomb from Seth Rollins, which he had no business taking. Hurt his neck, he collapsed in the ring. It was like, okay, we gotta wrap this up now.
Yep.
Jesus. Dang.
So Hulk Hogan is still banned from the WWE and everything, right?
Oh yeah, he's gone.
He's fired. Yeah, you can't ban him because he's just too big for the sport.
Yeah.
His
name and stuff is all off of there. Yeah. It's funny, I go in stores and still see his little merchandise up there though.
Yeah, for like the first 3 weeks of that shit.
Yeah.
Nothing. Then they finally came to the sense of like, well,
okay, we can't ban him forever.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and put some of his merchandise back in the store.
I am a real American. Fight for what's right, American.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Man, he really wants to say, let me tell you something, nigga.
What he really wants to say. Booker T in the background saying, we finally came for you, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, man. Poor
Booker. All these years.
We come for you, nigga. Oh.
Sucker.
Yeah, I love the edit they did for that.
I loved it.
Oh, not even in the edit, like after he got done saying nigga, he turns around, you can see the frustration on his face.
Like, oh,
sensational Sarah just sitting there trying to calm him down, and like, smiling. Just go back to it. He turns around as Steve Way's talking. Sucker. Sucker. Shit.
Yeah.
Look, and as the story goes, once they got off air, he walks back. He walks to the backstage, about ready to walk out. Hulk Hogan runs into him because him, Eric Bischoff, Kevin Nash, they all were in the back laughing. Laughing their asses off. Like, yeah. Hulk walks up to him and says, well, at least I'm the good nigger.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, that right there kind of showed, okay, maybe it's not too far out that he used the N-word.
I'm pretty sure he used it a lot.
He used it a lot.
Yeah, he did. And then Hulk Hogan's the king of lies.
Yeah.
Gonna sit there and say, well, when we grew up, the area that I grew up in, the area in Florida that I grew up in, we threw around as a term of endearment. Really, Hulk?
That's a lot.
I was like, man, that puts you back in around, what, 1950, 1960? Yeah, no, Hulk. Like, no, yeah. No. Uh-huh. At the very latest, 1940? No, Hulk. No. Term of endearment. With who?
Right. Not with you using it.
Well, let's move on along here. Pokemon Z.
Pokemon? Still haven't seen an official release.
I was about to say.
So we don't even know.
I don't even think there is going to be a Pokemon. Yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
But what's with this whole? Well, I guess not.
There's still a Z Pokemon there. But
in his forms.
But.
Although I wouldn't be surprised if there was one.
I mean, there should be. But then are they going to make a... I don't think they will because they didn't do it for any of the other remakes they've made. There was never a Crystal remake. There was never a... What was it? Fire Red, Leaf Green. There wasn't a blue one, so.
Well, blue was green, so.
Yeah, there wasn't a yellow remake, but that was older, so. Who knows? I don't think there's gonna.
If there is a Z, it's going to happen because you're going to have to find a way to incorporate.
The new legendary Pokemon.
Yeah, especially Volcanion, because what they're.
Like, they got to release them. They've been teasing us for the past two.
Well, he's going to be released, but just. We all know about the game, Pokemon Z itself. Yeah. The only good thing, though, is since they've been releasing games, they're releasing them universally with the whole world at the same time. Because before, Japan would have it for about half the year, and then the rest of the world would slowly get it.
Yeah.
I think the Hoopa event's over now. If you didn't get it.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Better luck next time, folks.
And there will be no next time.
That's true. Better than the GTS.
Yeah.
So now we're waiting for Volcanion.
Yep.
I can probably. Well, no, I'm going to keep that note edit up there for those Pokemon Talk episodes.
What?
It said these episodes were recorded before the release of Hoopa and Volcanion.
Yeah.
Spoilers be heard, or you have been warned.
Have you, you know the things, the little circular thing on Volcanion?
What about
the ring?
Yeah, that's actually arms that come apart.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty sweet. That's a nice design they did on this one. I don't know what he is. He like a cat?
Who cares? It's a water fire type.
Yeah.
That has water absorb.
Yes.
I already know the nature of the one I'm getting.
Oh, same here. Same here. And you know what? He's going straight to 100.
You're the only one who still does that 100 shit.
I still do.
I don't know why they took the... I don't know what's the reason for when they have battles they don't elevate your Pokemon 100. What? Why 50?
BGC.
Why?
Because everybody... I said the BGC... video game championships. Everybody's at level 50.
Yeah, but why don't you run them at the highest?
Exactly. Because it's still the same.
Yeah, but like no one gets to Pokemon train them just to level 50 and then stops.
Right.
It helps.
But then you gotta get all the other moves and stuff. That's why I would see, well, why not just get them to 100 and then elevate? Was it Diamond and Pearl? Which you could play, you can elevate them to level 50 or play with them elevate to level 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I missed that. They took that out of it too.
So shoot, some of these Pokemon I'm done with at 50, 51, 52. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
Sometimes Pokemon don't even learn certain moves until they
especially those Dragon Pokemon.
Okay, and then those are the Pokemon that I'll train up. But the ones who I don't have to, why? Mm-hmm. For example, once Swampert evolves, all I need him to learn is Earthquake. I can teach him through TM, Power Up Punch or Brick Break, both through TM, Waterfall, HM, Ice Punch. Move tutor. Yeah. I don't even going up to any level higher.
Also, when he involves a level, was it 34, 35, 36? You're just going to leave it at that?
No. Get him up to 50. Then stop.
Okay, see.
Now, the dragons are the ones that you got to train.
Man, they are a bitch. I had a hard time trying to figure out how to evolve.
Zweilous is the hardest one.
Who?
Zweilous. The two-headed one.
Yeah.
Dinos, Zweilous.
Zweilous.
Zweilous. That's how you say it.
I thought it was an I after the L.
Why? It's German.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned that.
Oh. But I was about to say African, but
the whistle though.
I don't always have to whistle. Oh.
Who was that? Gudra.
Oh, yeah.
Man, look that shit. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. He's a tricky one, too.
He was at freaking level 80. I'm like, okay.
Gotta evolve him in the rain.
In the rain. And I went to Forestry City. No rain. And I'm like, come on, man. Really?
Route 119?
Yeah, I'm up there.
There you go.
I'm right there. And then he evolved.
Why don't you just make it learn rain dance? It needs to evolve in the rain.
But then, doing the battle?
It
has that ever worked?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. You try and let me know.
Okay, I will.
And let me know if that works.
Sure, that's the case. Once he wants to Sligoo, rain dance, let's go.
Shoot. So, Gen 7, is it going to happen or not? Anytime soon? I'm talking about next year?
Anytime soon.
Year after?
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe if they're thinking about making another Game Boy.
Either very late 2016 or 2017. Because I think they're going to probably make a remake of Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
They have to. And not because, like,
that was a good story, too.
Well, I don't think they have to remake it because of, you remade Ruby, Sapphire, Gold, Silver, and Red, Blue. They have to remake that because the pacing of the damn story sucked. Because it took you forever to get to that. No, it didn't take you forever to get. You got your first badge and your second badge. Then between badges 3 through 6, it took forever. Then you just sped straight through 6, 7, and 8. Not to mention Diamond and Pearl, Flint didn't have a full team of fire Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. It was a good game, though. I enjoyed it. Mm-mm-mm. So it's not going to be an Emerald, huh?
Nah. And just keeping up what they have always done, I doubt it. Because they never remake the third one. Yeah. Because the remake is pretty much all the combination of whatever the third one had.
Except the fucking Battle Frontier.
Yeah.
Dang, what was that about? Why just didn't put it in there? Or make it a download?
I'm still waiting for them to make it a DLC.
When is Pokemon going to do that in general?
Right.
They do it for the other games. Yep. Like Pokemon,
Mystery Dungeon. That crap.
Mystery Dungeon's pretty good.
Is it real? Yeah. I played it one time, and that was it.
Them. I think it's Trozzy.
Yeah, I heard of that.
They do downloadable content for that.
Mm-hmm. Which one of those games is also a game on, like, Android and iPhones? Is it the Pokemon Trozzy, where you gotta line up 3 of them in a row and stuff like that?
I think that's the one.
Yeah. It's pretty much Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And you can level up Pokemon on there. And you have to catch them within so many moves.
Well, gotta quit Fable.
Keenan, your thoughts?
I got about four of them. Got one battle ready, Keenan.
Yeah. You got a glide score to go with it?
I sure do. Poison Hill.
Okay.
Mom's the word.
You have one, Keenan? I got one. I got a magic guard.
Yeah, I'm good. No, thank you.
I'll save it for you.
You keep him wherever he likes to be.
So is it just a maximum of 31 boxes?
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, no more room.
That's why you got the Pokemon Bank.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Did you forget?
Yeah, I forgot all about it.
Wow.
I probably got to pay another $5.
Well, see, that's a good thing. It's only $5.
It's only $5
for a year. Mm-hmm. What happens if you don't pay in a long time? Do they just get deleted? That would suck.
Oh,
that
wow.
Yeah, I would stop playing Pokemon if that happened.
Because what would be the point of having a Pokebank if they're going to close if you don't use it for a long time?
Yeah, see, what's going to happen when that happens?
Mm-hmm. You're fucked.
I guess I'll try to get all my Pokemon onto my games and then.
Yeah.
They'll probably give you a warning like they did with when they shut down the Wi-Fi for Nintendo DS games. Mm. Those Nintendo DS games had the potential to be really fun, but their Wi-Fi was just terrible to play. Yeah. Like the Mario Kart game. I remember I had to go on the internet and find lobbies and type in there and try to arrange battles and races of people so you get your friend codes.
Man, are you race. Serious?
Yep. There used to be this website called dsplay.com and there was a little chat room and then you would go pick the room for like whatever game you want to play. So they had a Pokemon chat room, they had a Mario Kart chat room, and then something else. I forget what the other one was. And then you would just type in your friend code and you'll just set up the match that way.
This is too much. Wait.
But it's a fun way to get around and battle.
Yep, it worked.
They're going to do a remake of Mario Kart.
Yeah, they're just going to keep making new ones. I'll see it. Making a remake of it, though.
Oh. Ain't it funny how Pokemon and Mario Kart seem to be the most kid-friendly stuff, but yet it's still the most complex. It has the most complex metagame when compared against other games like Call of Duty and Battlefield. What's this? It's a big gun. What does it do? Fires big shots. Do I have to be skilled to use it? No. Okay. What's this Pokemon? Oh, that's a Meowstic. Is he good? Well, he's not the best psychic type, but I can kill you with it. How? I got an Umbreon here. Oh, that's easy. Miracle Eye, Charm, Dazzling Gleam. You're dead.
Uh-oh.
So, any more megas?
Yeah, of course.
Let me ask you guys: top five megas you want?
I want.
That you want to see happen.
That I want to see happen.
And that needs to happen.
Go, Duck.
Okay, hold on. Want to see happen? I'll give you needs to happen. Needs to happen. Persian. Persian needs to happen.
He got great speed, great attack, special attack. He's a good, decent Pokemon, but the stats are...
Oh, I tell you, a mega Pokemon needs to happen. Shuckle.
Yeah. No, that would not be... His defense... What if they flipped it? His attack was really high, and then his speed got high. Especially, that's all they would do, just flip-flop it.
Dang.
His attack, his special attack would get high and his speed would go up and his defense and stuff would go back down.
Let's see. Shuckle, Persian,
Survivor.
I wonder, is Eevee ever going to have one for his
evolution? Oh, hold on. I have a picture of that of Eevee. If somebody drew like Eevee and its possible mega evolutions.
Yeah.
For
For all the other ones? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what's up.
List all the evolutions of Eevee now. Go.
Jolteon, Vaporeon, Flareon, Umbreon, Espeon, Sylveon, Glaceon, Leafeon.
You failed.
Not really that hard.
It's not.
Not yet.
Yeah. What's your favorite Eevee evolution? Mine's Espeon because I had it on Silver. It was my first Pokemon game.
I was
going
to say Espeon because I had it on Pokemon Coliseum.
Mine's Umbreon.
Yep.
Got respect for
him. I like Vaporeon though.
Vaporeon's a tank.
I like Water Absorb.
Mm-hmm. Acid Armor. Boost that defense up.
Nobody likes Flareon, huh?
Flareon needs a Mega Evolution.
Well, if one Eevee Evolution gets one, they're going to make all of them have it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'll just be an item that just says Eevee something, mm-hmm. Eevee the Light, and whatever Eeveelution has it, then it'll have its own special one.
They need to give Gen 2 Mega Evolution. I'm pretty sure they will. I would love to see Typhlosion get one.
Feraligatr.
Meganium, they can just keep. Well, Meganium needs a Mega Evolution.
Yeah.
Gen 2 needs a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. Who else they had in Gen 2 needs a Mega Evolution?
See, they gave Scizor Mega Evolution. They gave Pinsir Mega. No, Heracross Mega Evolution.
Ampharos had one.
Ampharos has one.
Ursaring needs a Mega Evolution.
Ursaring needs just something.
It's just, he got some good abilities, but it's just, he's just missing something.
He ain't got the stuff.
He ain't got the stuff. It's supposed to be a cool bear.
Beartick.
Beartick is surpassing him. Like, come on, really?
Who is it?
Who else we got in Gen 2?
Let's see. Quillfish.
Crobat doesn't need one.
Why?
Why? I was about to say,
hey,
wow.
Crobat's already fast and strong, as he.
Nah, Crobat's fast. It ain't necessarily strong.
Yeah. It got a, what, a base 95 attack?
It got a base 90 attack.
Oh. That's still doable.
Yeah, but, I mean, for what it does, if you're going to get it for attacking purposes, if it ain't an infiltrator, you got other flying types that can do the job. Heck, you got other poison types that will do the job.
True. Oh, yeah. Muk is a Mega Evolution.
Who?
Muk.
Muk.
I don't think he'll get one.
He ain't gonna get one, but I'd like to see him
get one. I wonder what it'll look like. Let me see.
Bigger form
a
of
bigger
sludge.
Bigger, longer shit.
Nah, no, he'll probably be a human in sludge form that's skinny and normal.
That's Trubbis or Garbodor would be a whole pile of shit.
That's the generation that needs Mega. I don't know. I would say they need Mega Evolutions, but they don't really need it.
I just want Typhlosion for Ugar to get one.
That's all theirs in general.
Yeah, that's my main two.
Is Meganium the least favorite?
Yeah, he's the least hated.
In Gen 2.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the least favorite starter in his final form of all. I don't like him, but
he's,
I think of other ones.
Embor has some hate.
Yeah, but not as much as Feraligatr. I mean,
No
one hates Feraligatr. He's the best starter in that one.
People hate Embor more than they do Meganium.
Really?
Which is weird because everyone always likes to fire fighting Pokemon.
Well, it was at that generation where we got burned out on it.
Yeah. It got real burned out.
And then plus Embor didn't learn all but one fighting type move.
Yeah.
Meganium was bad, but by the time the game had evolved by 5th gen, you found ways to use it.
Dude, that would be sweet. Mega Mr. Mod.
Hell no.
Dude, you know
you're gonna have nightmares.
The thing would be?
Hmm?
You know how dangerous that thing would be?
Think about Ash. That's pretty much his dad.
I'm gonna give me one and name it Ash's dad.
Ash's dad, Mr. Mod.
Oh, shoot.
It's a Pokemon that lives with Ash's mom.
Mm-hmm. He's probably hitting it, too.
Well,
where's Mime Jr. coming from?
I still understand why Pokemon games or creators or Game Freak doesn't let you have a dad. Besides the one Petalburg gym in Gen, was it 3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't Ash, we hear anything about his dad? We hear something about Brock's dad, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I guess parents in general, but it's mostly the fathers. I don't know about Misty's parents. I thought they were rich for some reason. That may be something else.
She had like, what, 3 sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dunsparce.
Dunsparce needs a type change and then a mega evolution.
Yeah. Dunsparce needs a type change and then an evolution. That's what he needs. He don't need no mega first. He just needs an evolution. Scoliope could probably use a mega evolution.
Scoliope.
Listen.
Pink Pokemon is really big. Hunchback.
Oh, the Caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland?
Is that what you call him?
Yeah. Amanda comes and she's like, oh my god, I look just like the dude for Alice in Wonderland. You know the one that the smokes? That,
yeah.
Yeah.
The opium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shoot, Venomoth could probably use a Mega Evolution.
Megamoth.
I said Venomoth.
Oh. I know it ain't gonna happen, but I really want Koffer Greaves to get one too.
Does Houndoom have one?
Yeah.
Thought so.
That was a missed opportunity.
They gave Vanillux a Mega Evolution. They put a cherry on top, chocolate syrup on one of them, and they put a, what is that? Ice or whipped cream on the other one?
That's probably what it will look like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Not much work to be done there.
Can't do much with it, yeah.
Rich! Oh, did anybody hear about the new Dragon Ball Z game that's being made? I don't know if it's Xenoverse 2 or not, but and really? They have Vegeta's God form in it.
Dang.
And they have
I'm saying Xenoverse, you can download Vegeta's Super Saiyan God form.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have.
That would make sense to Mug's evolution. That would make Clayface.
Yeah, that's pretty off of much Batman. What he is.
Oh wow.
I didn't get a chance to beat Xenoverse yet. Oh, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Okay.
It is good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
It is
still
really
not
good.
Buying, huh?
Nope. Thank you, Ultimate Tenkaichi.
Yeah, that just was too good to be true.
Yeah, that was bad. Not a bad game.
Bless you, bless your family, bless everything about you.
Shit. So every time it seems you gotta burst into song or harmonize it.
Yeah. Oh, shit, niggas.
Shit, niggas.
Yeah.
Alright, let's wrap this shit up here. Minute 44, minute 45 into it.
Make the world go round.
Been a good year for the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Had some setbacks. Listening to some people sing.
Sing along.
But 2016 will be better for us.
We are all ordinary people.
Alright, niggas, I need y'all to shut the fuck up.
Alright.
Shit. In 2016, we will be doing more with our YouTube channel at CSYW. Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Y'all know what it is. Of course, if you want to help support the show, downloads always help. Listening to it on Podomatic at csyw.podomatic.com. Emailing us questions, csywpodcast@gmail.com. Facebook page probably will be coming soon. I don't know. Probably get that, hand that off to Aja. But anyway, that's been, it's been a good year. 2016 will be better for us. All right, y'all niggas, sign yourselves off.
Go ahead, Ken. To give us what
we need. What are you singing? What
the know that song?
No.
Young OG.
Oh, that, no, you did terribly. Let him do it.
I cannot get that high.
God.
Goodbye, folks.
Peace, love, chicken grease, people. 2016, I have a new slogan.
I'm just going to be the same old me, so fuck y'all. And thank you for listening to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast?
You fucked up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Brucey Gray, yeah, pizza.
Yeah. For you and me. Adventure time. Come on, grab your friends. We'll go to very distant lands. We'll take the dog and then the human. The bump will never end. It's adventure time.
This is where I put a trophy. Give my hand on it. Look, the spirit. I've been trying to do that.
What you do? What you do?